From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In rural China, it's not uncommon for school children to skip lunch. Not because they're too busy, they're simply too poor. Well, thanks largely to the efforts of one man, 25,000 poverty-stricken children in China are now getting a free lunch every day. And indirectly, his efforts have helped millions more. NPR's Louisa Lim has the story from Shanxi.
For 10-year-old Xie Xiaoyuan, just getting to school is an ordeal. Her frostbitten ears a testament to this. I get up at 5 o'clock, she says. Then I comb my hair and start walking. She navigates a mountain path in the dark, trudging through snowstorms and mudslides. Then she has to get a bus for about 10 miles. She hasn't time to eat breakfast. For lunch, I spend 15 cents on 2 pieces of bread and a drink, she says. That's all she eats until dinner at home at 5 o'clock. That's all her family can afford, with an income of about $120 a month for 5 people. For a while, she even stopped going to school because they couldn't afford the bus fare. But they were told this is against the law. Many of her fellow students at Hu Jiaying Primary School go hungry every day. Headmaster Bai Baojun says his biggest challenge is left behind kids, those whose parents have gone to the cities to make money.
About 80% of our kids have parents who've gone away to find work. For half our students, both parents have gone away, so they depend on their grandparents, who can't help with their homework.
China's growing income disparity can be seen here, not just in the dirt roads and lack of sanitation, but in the very bodies of these kids. As they do their daily exercises in the playground, they're warmly wrapped up, since the classrooms have no heating. But one recent survey found 12% of children in the poorest rural regions are stunted due to malnourishment. They're on average 2 to 6 inches shorter than city kids. One new grassroots program aims to change that by providing free lunches for countryside children. Through the internet, it solicits donations of less than 50 cents, enough for one meal per child per day. These are then donated to schools in the poorest places in China. At this school, the money pays for these basins of meat and tofu, which are being cooked in enormous metal vats. The school chef is cooking for more than 200. There's so much food in there, he's actually using a shovel to stir the food. Headmaster Bai gives a speech to mark the first official day of free lunch at the school.
Now, we're actually trying the free lunch. There's a spicy tofu dish, celery with meat, and mushrooms and greens, and it's actually really, really good. I would pay a lot more in a restaurant for this.
The kids line up eagerly. For most, this is the best meal of the day. Some, without parents here, even have to cook their own supper. This program is the brainchild of Deng Fei, a campaigning journalist from Phoenix Weekly News magazine. But even he's been blown away by the speed with which the free lunch project has caught on.
In 8 months, we've raised $4 million in funds. 900,000 people gave us money. We've helped 162 schools give free lunches to 25,000 children.
He's been working closely with local authorities, who sometimes contribute funds, in this case, building the school canteen. Since he started, the central government announced it will expand its own nutritional support program. It'll spend $2.5 billion, providing extra nutrition to 26 million Chinese kids in the countryside. Headmaster Bai believes Deng Fei's program prodded the government into action.
The government would probably have given some money for free lunches anyway, eventually. But I think it would have happened later.
In the dining room, the kids are wolfing down their food, giddy with joy. But this program is facing challenges, including how to monitor all the schools that take part. Here in Hu Jiaying, there are plans for a two-track system, with better meals for those that can pay more. Apparently, inequality is so entrenched in China that even within a poverty alleviation program, there are haves and have-nots. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.